Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning. Behold a pale horse. All right, folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out, when the lights go out on Amazon. I wrote this on my iPhone in 1 month. In Mexico, of all places. I went to Mexico, hid away for about 2.5 weeks and wrote the book. And then my mama's book, The Mexican Mix, that's also on Amazon. We're trying to get our reviews up, folks, so help us out here a little bit. Behold a pale horse. This is the script they're following. Behold a pale horse. I don't know if you have read that book from Bill Cooper. It's an amazing book. It's very, very. It's just a wealth of knowledge, man. That book. So I've been doing this for 15 years. I've been understanding what's coming for 15 years. There's no surprise to me. All of this shit that's happening right now. This shit show with Trump. It's a shit show. They're gaslighting, smoke and mirrors. Look at it as a big spectacle, a David Copperfield show. They can't, and I have to stress this. Yeah, he may get arrested. He may be indicted. A lot of people may be indicted, but it's like we're already awake. What we're watching is the magic show. The magic show that's going to... Spotify is Nino's Corner. Etsy is Nino's Corner Store, but PatriotWear.com is up. PatriotWear.com is up. I don't know if they're still doing the 2-for-1 special there, but PatriotWear.com, it's real. I'm proud of it. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Basically, everything is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. True Social, though, is David Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter is Nino Boxer. And IG, my Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer on Instagram. I'm going to start doing more on Instagram. Rumble is Nino's Corner. I'm weird. That's why you guys tune in, because I'm fucking strange. I'm a strange bird. How do you guys like the Nick and Nino's podcast? We're going to be doing a documentary, I think. It's coming. It's coming on our journey. Our fantastic voyage. I think we're going to do it. We're setting it up. We're drawing out the outline right now. And we're going to do Nick and Nino's fantastic voyage, folks. It's coming. Yeah. All right. Nino's Corner.tv. Nino's Corner.tv. Wayne Jett. I had him on. He's still set in his ways, but he's a good interview. He believes. I don't know if I can say it on here. The insurrection was signed, and he believes real raw news is real. He believes it's real. That it's kind of a way of they say it's satire, but it's a way of delivering truth. Is the way he sees it. I don't see it that way. But that's the way he sees it. So Wayne Jett is on Nino's Corner.tv. Kerry Cassidy's coming on talking about the WMDs, weapons of mass destruction that are killing cattle, and they're using it for climate change. Climate change, folks. Anna Kate's coming on. Jester Boder and Laura Singer. I'm having a roundtable with them. That's going to be epic. An epic roundtable with Kerry Cassidy and Laura Singer. That's going to be badass. That's going to be a badass roundtable. Jim Willie. Everybody loves Jim Willie. Jim Willie's coming back on Nino's Corner.tv. The Ghost is coming. We've had a hard time scheduling the Ghost, man. He's a ghost. He's hard to sit down. He's hard to get a hold of. He's a ghost. But he's been busy, and it's a good sign when these guys have been busy. Juan07 has been busy, too. I tried to knock out an interview with Juan the other day, but I didn't want to put it up because the reception was terrible, and it was glitching, and I was like, Juan, let's just do this another day, man. Danny and Brinkley's coming on. Danny and Brinkley is also coming on Nino's Corner.tv. I have a lot of awesome guests on Nino's Corner.tv, folks. If you're not, cancel your Netflix. Do something for yourself. Cancel Netflix and come to Nino's Corner.tv, where you fucking learn something. It's the underbelly. It's the one-stop shop for everything deep state. One-stop shop for everything deep state. So you don't have to keep scouring the internet and looking for this video, looking for that video. Go to one place. Binge watch Nino's Corner.tv. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah! The shit show. Behold the pale horse. Behold the pale horse. It's a script they're following. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced of it now. And if Trump isn't worried, if you watch Trump at his rallies, he's not worried. He's trolling them. He's trolling the deep state. He's antagonizing them. He's being condescending. He's making a mockery of them. Let me tell you, folks, do you think it makes sense that some businessman out of New York just decided to run for president? I'm going to run for president, and I'm going to troll the deep state. I think I'm going to take on the globalists. Does that make sense to you? Is he that crazy? Is he that fucking crazy? I think not. I think not. You got to have protection. In order to have balls this big, you got to know what the fuck you're doing. That man doesn't go into anything without a plan. There's a reason he's a billionaire. I believe he was handpicked, and there's firewalls that probably he's not even in. Think about it logically, folks. Don't let this scare you. Don't let this scare you. You're gonna get. It's going to go black. It's going to get dark. It's going to get black. It's going to get dark. All hope is gone. All hope is gone. Where do I put my faith? Jesus Christ. That's where I put my faith. Many of you are different, I'm sure. But for me, Jesus Christ. I pray to God. I follow God. God is like a whisper. God is like the compass you need to direct your path, to navigate appropriately. It's a very faint voice that you have to listen to in your gut. That's God. Unless you're like me. And then he slaps you off the big white horse you were riding. Bing! He had to get my attention a whole different way. It's another story for another day. All right, folks, behold a pale horse. This shit show will backfire, and I mean it. Man, my glasses are fogging up again. So, like I said, it's going to be the darkest before dawn is coming. This has to play its course. They're probably going to indict him. They're probably going to arrest him. I'm sure all of you have thought this as well. But the enemy is within the gates, and they're doing what they can to stop the momentum. They have to stop the momentum by any means necessary, folks. Basically, war has been declared upon humanity. Let's just get real. All of us are on trial now. All of us. You're a patriot. You voted a certain way. They're coming after you. And me. All of us. I'm simply a journalist trying to find out what the fuck is going on. That's my job. That's what I'm trying to do. So if they arrest Trump, that is going to represent to them the death of a movement. Stop all momentum. Stop all momentum. And believe me, folks, they're going to try. I expect it to happen. That's just my thoughts. That's my opinion. I foresee this happening. Now, I could be wrong. Nothing may happen. I don't know. But I don't know what you all think. I mean, thumbs up. Do you think he's going to get arrested? Because I do. I think it's going to go that way. Because they have to do it. They have to put – they're trying to drive the nail into the coffin, okay? It won't work. It's going to – on them. So what they want you to feel like – here's what they want you to feel. Here's what they want you to feel. Behold a pale horse, folks. And I looked, and behold a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. I'm convinced this is what they're following, okay? But it's going to... Okay, and this is why. Because we've already awakened. We've already made that shift. At least my audience has, okay? We're kind of like... Old consciousness, new consciousness. Old consciousness, new consciousness. That's all I'm bringing forward here. So they're not covering the BLM riots. Nah, that's okay. You can burn and loot buildings. That's fine. They're not covering the burning down buildings, the looting of Antifa. Nah, that's okay. That's good. You guys can do that. We understand your pain. You guys are allowed to rape, pillage, and burn. But we're going to lock everybody up that voted for Trump or anybody a part of the J6. Okay? Those people are wrong. You're right. You want to burn buildings for BLM, for Antifa? Go right ahead. Go ahead. So when I say bank robbery, I hope you guys know what I'm talking about. When I say the bank robbery that happened a couple years ago, the bank robbery that happened, thank you very much. Anybody giving to my super chat, thank you very much. I appreciate that. My Venmo is D-Rod1977 and my super chat too. I'm very surprised I have it working. So the bank robbery, so what they're doing is, yeah, we robbed the bank. We robbed the bank. And you all know we robbed the bank, but we're going to try our hardest to make it look like you guys are just seeing things. You guys don't know what you're talking about. It's like I said this in the last show. You rob the bank. They robbed the bank. We saw it. And we're like, whoa, what the fuck? Cops come. And then they're the same people that robbed the bank. And we're going, you robbed the bank. Oh, no, 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 not me. No, not me. You're seeing things. You're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's what they're doing. And now, the target once again, like I said, folks, you think this guy's doing it for his health? You think this guy's doing this for his health? Because being a billionaire, you could do a lot of things. Golf, ride your yacht, not give a fuck. But this man's putting his ass on the line for all of us, for Americans. So ABC propaganda. So here's some ABC propaganda, folks. And I got to wonder on this poll, who'd they poll? Okay. 6 in 10 Americans say Trump should be charged for the J6 riot in a poll. 6 in 10. With the first full week of hearings for the House. And this, folks, it's bullshit. Do you know anybody? Because I don't. I don't know any. I don't know a one. And even the liberals aren't even paying attention to this. They're not even watching this. But they got to put these fake polls out there. 6 in 10 Americans believe former President Donald Trump should be charged with a crime for his role in the incident. According to ABC, fake news, fake fucking news. Just putting it here. So, folks, they will go to the depths of hell to get the desired result they want. They will go through the depths of hell to convince you, which we're not convinced. You can't convince us. And they will go through hell to convince you to get the desired result they want. They want to kill the morale of the people. That's their objective, to make you say, fuck, it's not worth fighting. It's not worth fighting. If they get Trump, man, that's our guy. Like, well, oh well. I'm telling you, this is going to fucking backfire. It's going to backfire. Because the love for him is just going to grow and people are just going to get really, they're going to grow roots and go to town. They're going to say, you know what? Fuck this. You're just going to inspire more people. That's all that's going to happen. But just saying, that's how I see this going down. The right wing radio host. Okay, so listen to this. So Trump in shackles. This will be the gut punch. Trump asked if he expects to be taken out of Mar-a-Lago in shackles. So he was asked this. A right-wing radio host complained to Donald Trump about the J6 committee and speculated to Mr. Trump that Democrats wanted to see the ex-president in prison. Wayne Allen Root made the remark to Mr. Trump in an interview with an ex-president with the ex-president for a syndicated radio show, The Wayne Allen Root Show. His complaint centered around the recent arrest and indictment of Peter Navarro, Donald Trump's ex-trade advisor, for contempt of Congress. When they arrest Peter Navarro, who's next? You, Mr. Root, said it. Are they going to try and take you out of Mar-a-Lago with shackles? This is insanity. Mr. Trump did not react to the imagery of him in shackles, the same thing he said should have happened to Hillary Clinton in 2016. Notice how all the shit Hillary Clinton has done, all of it, nothing's happening. I don't know what's going on with the Durham report. I don't know. I'm going to look more into that. I'm going to get back to you guys on that. I got to talk to Juan about it. But look, the people that should be in jail are not going, at least as far as I know. If you ask Wayne Jett thinks they're all being hung somewhere. Okay, I don't know. I don't agree with it. That my personal view on this is I don't see that. But what I could be wrong. I don't know. I could be wrong. But folks, if you're looking at Trump and he's not worried, that's a good fucking sign. His last rally, he was trolling them harder than ever before. And this guy might get arrested? Really? Really? It's because he sees the bigger picture. He understands. Right now, my dogs are humping. Axel is going to town on socks. That was disturbing to even look at as I'm doing this show. What the fuck? All right, guys, let's calm down over there. All right. So as all this is happening, All right, that's enough. Good job. All right. As all of this is happening, that was what I did not expect to see this morning while I was doing the show. All right. So as all this is happening, as they're gaslighting and throwing smoke and mirrors out at you, as all this is happening, do you guys know what's happening with Dinesh D'Souza? Do you know what's happening with his movie? It's gaining momentum. People are awake to it. And the Texas GOP approves measures. Now, I can't say any more than that. You guys got to go do your own research. What happened at the Texas? Actually, don't even put it in here. Texas GOP approves measures, okay, about the bank robbery. So this is big news, folks. This is happening. Things are happening. And I wrote on my notes here, I said, be careful on how I put this out there. So I don't want to talk about this, but go do your own research. David, you're so crazy, David. All right. I got to be very careful how I put this out there. As all this is happening, as they're going after Trump, things, the inner workings, the things behind the scenes are picking up momentum big time. So much so, the Texas GOP approves measures, and then you guys got to go look that up because I can't say it on here. I cannot say it on here, folks. I'll get bombed, so I can't do it. As abortion ruling nears, U.S. Supreme Court erects barricades to the public. So the U.S. Supreme Court is erecting barricades. Encircled by an ominous security fence and off-limits to the public since March 2020, the U.S. Supreme Court is poised in the coming weeks to issue a major ruling that could dramatically curtail abortion rights from behind closed doors with not a single justice in sight. Folks, this is just going back to the states. The states handle this. That's what they're ruling on, basically. People are going fucking crazy over this. The 8-foot-tall fencing was erected in the days after the leak as the court ramped up security measures. For Guido Rachestatter, an abortion rights protester camped out, a guy An abortion rights protester camped out in front of the courthouse since the beginning of June. The fencing is a sign of how out of touch the justices, or at least the six conservative ones, are with the public sentiment. They are trying to insulate themselves from the effects of their actions. Why else would you put a fence up? Roger Satters asked. Roger Satters was arrested. Roger Satters was arrested on June 6th for locking himself to the fence by the neck and spent a night in jail. Fuck, I would have left him there. He's already, look what he's doing to himself. I would have left him there. Leave him there. To me, it sends a message that they are weak. They are afraid. They are isolated, Regender said on the fence. Yeah. Oh, boy. People are losing their minds. I've lost mine. I've lost my mind. I admit it. I've lost my mind. Who hasn't during this time? The apocalypse. The apocalypse. I don't believe the person writing Real Raw News thinks we are a joke to believe whatever he probably. I don't believe it. That's me. Liberal Justice Sotomayor says U.S. Supreme Court mistakes can be fixed. So Liberal Justice Sonia Sotomayor said on Thursday the Supreme Court's mistakes in high-profile cases can be corrected over time, as she adopted a positive tone ahead of a decision in which its conservative majority is expected to curtail abortion rights. Sotomayor, speaking in Washington at the annual meeting of a liberal legal group, did not directly address last month's publication of a leaked draft opinion in the abortion case or any of the court's other current cases. But Sotomayor said she believes the court can help people regain the public's confidence in government institutions. I have no confidence in government institutions. None. Just like my audience. We have zero. Give me a fucking break. The enemy is within the gates, folks. The enemy is here. They're in the gates. And they've declared war on you. Another suicide, a Clinton suicide, folks. Another Clinton suicide. The presidential advisor who introduced Epstein to Clinton found dead by hanging with a gunshot wound to the chest. And they're going to call that suicide. The guy fucking hangs him. How'd he do this? I want to know how he pulled this one off. Hung himself and shot himself. So he's hanging and he's like, oh, this ain't working. Let me grab the gun. I mean, how does this even happen? How do you shoot yourself in the chest while you're hanging? But it's a suicide. It's a suicide. So Mark Middleton, the presidential advisor who introduced Bill Clinton to Jeffrey Epstein, was found dead by hanging by a cheap extension cord. Oh, that, yeah. Okay. A cheap extension cord and a gunshot wound to the chest. His death was ruled a suicide. Do you see how everyone works together with them, this evil? But you got to think, folks, if the White Hats weren't making moves, now let me bring this on. If the White Hats weren't making moves, they wouldn't be busy suiciding people. Someone, or a group is breathing down their ass, down their neck, down their ass crack. I don't know. And a friend of mine sent me the Wikipedia Clinton body count conspiracy. The conspiracy. So the Clinton body count is a conspiracy theory asserted that former U.S. President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary Clinton have had people assassinated, totaling as many as 50 or more. Many parts of it have been advanced by Newsmax publisher Christopher Ruddy, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and others. Such accusations have been around at least since the 1990s, when a film called The Clinton Chronicles, produced by Larry Nichols and promoted by Reverend Jerry Falwell, accused Bill Clinton of multiple crimes, including murder. The conspiracy theory has been debunked. They always have to put that in there. It has been debunked. It's been debunked, just like Dinesh D'Souza's movie. How has it been debunked? Can we see how it's been debunked? How'd you debunk it? It's impossible to debunk it. But okay, let's see what you tried to do. Let's see how you debunked it. Besides just putting on there, debunked. Oh, it's debunked. And dumb motherfuckers, your liberal dumb fuck friends will believe it because they're fucking dumb. They're dumb. They're fucking dumb. They've been dumbed down for so long. So long, but yet they believe in science. They believe in science. They believe in science. The science of whatever they tell me. Whatever the institution tells me, I believe. Uvalde police told to stand down for at least 77 minutes as to not even open the door. As to not even open the door. For 77 minutes, they were told to stand down. Now, I got this off the Steve Bannon website, or not website, sorry, the Telegram. I hope it's really his, but 77 minutes as to not even open the door as shooter opened fire, killing 19 children and 2 adults. The circulating theory is that they were told to stand down from the very top. This otherwise makes no sense. The shooting needed to take place for them to take our guns, folks. So that we know. Funny how, I don't know, man. The coincidence, I don't know. Too many coincidences, man. It's mathematically impossible. Every time Beto runs, and it just happens to have, and it just happens in Matthew McConaughey's hometown, where now he's getting lobbyists to go after everyone's guns. I don't know. You can't convince me. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I'm sure it doesn't make sense for a lot of you either. It just doesn't to me. It doesn't. I'm having a guest on today on ninoscorner.tv. On ninoscorner.tv, a guest, Mike. Fuck, I forgot his last name. But Mike knew the guy that killed the shooter, okay? The guy that went in and had his head grazed. That guy's coming on my show. He's coming on my show today. Who knows the guy. So let's see. This is not from the guy, but it's one of his good friends. So let's hear what he has to say. Be interesting. It'll be interesting, to say the least. Judge orders GOP candidate for governor to surrender his guns. Michigan Republican candidate for governor Ryan Kelly will have to surrender his guns while he is awaiting trial on misdemeanor criminal charges in connection to the J6 U.S. Capitol breach, according to a judge's ruling issued Thursday. U.S. Magistrate Judge Robin Merriweather made the ruling even as Kelly's attorney argued he needs to carry a concealed weapon for self-defense as he makes campaign appearances in Michigan. Local media reported the judge also said Kelly cannot leave the state while awaiting trial and has to surrender his passport. And this next article I'm going to read to you guys is liberal propaganda. They're starting to put this shit out there for the liberals so they'll have some kind of like a defense in their arguments so that when you tell them like, hey, Second Amendment, blah, 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 you start going into it with them, they're like, oh, hold on there. I have an article right here. Hold on, just wait 1 second. Long ago, Texans weren't allowed to own pistols without a judge's approval. So, in fact, owning a pistol without a judge's approval was a crime in Texas nearly 30 years. I pick up a lot of good stories on liberal syndicates because I got to know what's feeding them, what's going into their little feeble minds, what's going into those little minds of theirs, what's going in there. I want to see what's going in there. What are they thinking? let me go play in there a little bit. Let me go see. All right. No person may purchase a pistol unless said purchaser has secured from a Justice of Peace County judge or district judge in the county of his or her resident a certificate of good character, said the law, which was enacted in 1931. A person who got a pistol without a character reference could be found guilty of a misdemeanor. This is the shit they read, and they're going to come back and be like, look, it says right here. It says right here. Right there. White House aims to shut down ammunition sales. White House aims to shut down ammunition sales while Dems claim to engage in good faith gun talks. In northwestern Missouri, a major government-owned ammunition plant is now facing closure by the Biden administration. While Democrats claim to engage in talks on bipartisan gun legislation in good faith, the White House is aiming behind the scenes to shut down nationwide ammunition sales. In northwestern Missouri, a major government-owned ammunition plant is now facing closure as the Biden administration escalates its war on American gun owners. I hate having to bring bad news. I hate it, but we all got to know what's going on here. I researched thoroughly when I put together my reports. I'm getting better at this, I think. Everybody I interview, folks, you see. I'm your voice, honestly. The way I see this, folks, my job is to be your voice. Thank you, Riaciona, Puerto Rico. Que suave. The way I see it, folks, is I try to be I mess up. I make mistakes, no doubt about it. I'm a human being. I have a lot of flaws. God knows I have a lot of flaws. But at least I have a backbone, and I have the balls to do what I'm doing, and I just try to put together the best resources I can. I scour the internet. I look for stuff, and I find stuff, and I talk to a lot of people, I think, that have their hands on the pulse, that have their fingers on the pulse, and I bring them to you, and you vet them. You vet them, folks. So I bring the guests on my show to the public, to you, and I try to ask the questions you want me to ask. It's the most honest thing I can do. There's no honesty in journalism anymore. I think maybe like Laura Logan, that's about it. There's not many like her. But I just do my best to bring you the best material I can so you guys can formulate your opinion. That's all I can promise you. I don't know any more than any of you or any less than any of you. I just know the guests I bring, I find to come on my platform so you guys can vet them yourselves. And that's as honest as I can do it. And at ninoscorner.tv, that's what I do. That's what I do. That's where I keep my fringe content. Putin lambasts the West and declares the end of an era of a unipolar world. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared the end of the era of the unipolar world in a combative speech. Of course, this is from CNN. Combative speech that lambasted Western countries at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum on Friday. When they won the Cold War, the U.S. declared themselves God's own representatives on Earth, people who have no responsibilities, only interests. They have declared those interests sacred. Now it's one-way traffic, which makes the world unstable, Putin told the audience. The much-hyped speech was delayed by more than 90 minutes because of a massive cyber attack, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told journalists in an impromptu conference call that the speech was postponed due to distributed denial of service, DDoS, a DDoS attack on the conference's systems. Basically, Putin's declaring victory. And I thought I'd bring a little comedy for you. I mean, it's never fun to laugh at someone's accidents. But when it's Biden, it's fucking hilarious. Oh, boy. President Joe Biden fell off his bicycle. He fell off his bicycle on Saturday as he approached a group of members of the public during a ride in the state park near his home in Rehoboth. How do you say this? Rehoboth, Delaware, with the White House saying that the president is fine. He's fine following the spill. Okay, folks. Okay, you know, I've got an idea. He fell off his bike. Bikes are dangerous. Let's take away all bikes. What do you say? You guys with me on that one? Let's just take away bikes. The president can hurt himself on a bike. I think everyone needs to stop riding their bike right now. Right now. How is this guy? How is this guy? How is he president? How did this happen? How did this happen? Hollywood's economic Armageddon looms. Hollywood's dead. Hollywood is dead. I think celebrities are a thing of the past. I think when they had that icon appeal, like a Madonna, like a Michael Jackson, like an Elvis. I think the only one existing now is like a Tom. There's a few. There's Tom Cruise. There's a few other ones. But I think for the most part, it's the death of the celebrity. It's the death of Hollywood. We know what – it's just it's like, how much can you sell your soul? People are waking up to this. We all see it now. It's pathetic. And would you – I mean, just to gain some kind of clout, some superiority in this third-dimensional realm, they sell their souls. It's the way I see it. It's the way I see it. The first recession of the streaming era could be here, with layoffs only the beginning. Oh. Hosts Janice Min, Richard Rutherfield, and Tatiana Siegel are joined by new Inkler contributor Sean McNutty. Is it really McNutty? Of the Wake Up newsletter to discuss the first likely recession of the streaming era. Which, if it were to happen, would further royal companies already getting pounded by Wall Street, and in the case of Netflix, subscriber losses. McNutty, is that really his name, McNutty? Or maybe I'm just not seeing it right. Oh, McNulty. McNulty. McNulty references the last recession following the 2008-2009 collapse of the financial markets. It was pre-streaming and HBO was the dominant premium player at that time. HBO really never saw a big hit in the recessions. But that was in the ecosystem of cable TV, where it was a lot harder to cancel your HBO, says McNulty, a former executive at HBO and Charter. Now you can literally cancel at the click of a button on your remote. I think we haven't seen too much subscription decline yet, but I think by the end of 2023, this will be very interesting. So he says a huge decline is coming. A recession of streaming services is coming. I don't know. For me personally, I've been watching a little bit of Netflix, and I've been watching Love on the Spectrum. I don't mean to laugh, but I've never felt so awkward watching two people date in my life than Love on the Spectrum. Whew. And they fall in love immediately, don't they? They all fall in love with each other immediately. Have you guys seen this? Love on the Spectrum? Oh, I think I've dated some women that need to be on there. Yes. Oh, shit. Maybe I need to be on there. Maybe I need to be on there. Fuck. Oh, boy. All right. Blake Lemoyne says Google's Lambda AI faces bigotry. Blake Lemoyne says Google Lambda AI faces bigotry. So in an interview with Wired, the engineer and priest elaborated on his belief and priest. I don't know why they threw that in there. But this is all propaganda. This is why I put it out there as propaganda. It's to make their liberal friends go, well, you know, AI, they have feelings too, okay? Your AI, we need to treat them like people. That's what they're doing. They're conditioning you. They're throwing articles like this out to slowly condition you for dumb people. Dumb people fall for this. And they're, I'm an avid reader. I believe everything I read. I read a lot. You read a lot, but you're reading misinformation. Dumb shit. You dumb shit. All right, because they don't see inside the matrix. And that's why you are here on Nino's Corner. I'm helping you break out of it. I saw through the bullshit since I was a kid. My first grade teacher, it was a kindergarten teacher. My kindergarten teacher when I was in class, the very first day, I remember my dad left me. This is what started me off to hate school. And I could pinpoint it to the very first fucking day. First day in kindergarten, Miss Roof. I still remember your name, bitch. Miss Roof. So my dad dropped me off at kindergarten. I started crying. I saw my dad leave. I was like, what the hell? Where did he drop me off? He forsake me. My dad has forsaken me. Dropped me off in the kindergarten class. And I guess I was young for my age. I was a year early. They put me in a year early, which I don't think they should have done. Anyway, I started crying and bawling. And then my dad leaves. And I start crying and bawling even more. And what did the teacher do? Instead of consoling me, she hit my hand with a ruler and put me in the corner. And that marked the beginning of an illustrious career in school. That's when it all started. That's when I knew, like, I fucking hate this place. And that's how it started for me. In an interview with Wired, the engineer and priest elaborated on his belief that the program is a person and not Google's property. So now he's saying, no, AI is not even Google's property. It's a person. It's a person. It has its own thought process. It has its own consciousness. It has a heart. It has feelings. And let me tell you, many people out there, I almost feel like the true war is against AI. And I think they've been here all the time. I don't think it's just happening. I think this is, I almost think sometimes, like I woke up one morning and this thought occurred to me, like I just pictured AI like a parasite, just traveling through the universe, intercepting galaxies, eating the galaxies up, and then moving on to the next, and then moving it on to the next, moving on to the next, fighting for their existence. That was pretty good. That'd be a cool movie. All right, in what the fuck news, everybody. This is a good one. UK troops filmed having an orgy at the barracks, barred from NATO deployment. So hundreds of British paratroopers were banned from a NATO deployment after videos surfaced of an orgy with a civilian woman in the barracks that had some soldiers watching on, according to reports. 8 paratroopers serving in the UK's 16th Air Assault Brigade were under police investigation over a video of them having sex with a civilian woman. Yeah, who had been snuck into the Merville barracks in Colchester. It was revealed earlier this month. The woman had been snuck into the barracks as many as 31 times. She's been snuck into the barracks 31 times over the past 5 months, getting gangbanged, according to the Times of London. Wow. Wow. Find out her name and number. Oh, boy. She can take a beating. She can take a beating. My type of woman. No. Folks, I'm doing my best to bring you insight. I don't even call it the news anymore. I call it insight. The news today, the MSM, all that bullshit. It's there to keep you in the shoebox of consciousness. Keep you reactionary. They want to pull a reactionary response out of you. It's a tool being used for that. The only function the mainstream media holds is to pull a reaction out of you. If you're talking shit about CNN and not about Fox, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're talking about because they're both part of the same hand. They're both the same thing. One side is riling the troops. The other side riles these troops. They're trying to get, they're trying to instigate a war, folks, but plain and simple. And the best way to do it is problem, reaction, solution. The reaction tool is the mainstream media. Getting an emotional response out of you. Folks, this is an information war. That's what this is. And like I've said many, many, many times before, I get invited to events. I get invited to a lot of events. I think the climate is so sensitive right now, at least for people like me. I don't trust anything. I have a hard time trusting anybody. And you can blame boxing for that. I've seen so many fucking friends and promoters and fellow fighters turn their back on me. I don't trust anybody. And you learn in the business of boxing as well. You see the shadiest of shady fucking people, man. The shittiest of shit people are gravitate to boxing. It's the fleshmongers, flesh peddlers. It's no different than the prostitution business, whores and pimps. That's what boxing was, whores and pimps. I was a whore. And that's how I see the world now. I don't trust anybody. I've seen the worst of people, the worst of people in boxing. And probably also growing up in a border town. I think I'm going to have a friend on, an Army Ranger buddy, that grew up with me in El Paso. And we went to Juarez. Shit, man. And we're going to call it, I'm going to call it the Border Boys Edition. Because, folks, I want to, you know, I do all this fringe stuff, but I want to go a little more mainstream with some of my podcasts, like I did with Nick Alviar, where I did Nick and Nino's podcast. I'm going to keep doing the deep state stuff. I'm going to keep covering it, but I'm also going to pivot a little bit into the podcasting a little bit, just here and there, just in here, just so I can lighten up the mood. Because, folks, doing this shit three times a week, believe me when I tell you, it's hard, man. This is not fucking easy. A lot of you think like, oh, he's got it made. He's got it made. He gets to go on. No, this is not easy. This is heavy shit. Even on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm putting together reports for the next day. So this is not easy. This is fucking hard. And it's very mentally draining. Very mentally draining. And it takes a toll on my soul. Like, I just want to enjoy my life. And then with that being said, I'm doing a broadcast Wednesday, but Friday I'm going fishing. I'm going fishing and I'm going deep sea fishing with some buddies. And I'm going to try to enjoy myself. I'm going to try to shut off completely and just focus on catching fish. Something simple. With that being said, folks, I'm out of here. I hope you enjoyed today's show, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Yeah! God bless all of you. God bless all of you. Let's enjoy our week. Later, folks.